Radio City Talk. The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Let's reflect on Liverpool's victory at the weekend with Liverpool writer Chris Williams. Morning, Chris.
Steve, good morning. How are you?
Great, thank you. And a 1 year anniversary for Jurgen Klopp. So this really sort of solidifies the work that he's been doing for the year. How do you look back at the year of Jurgen?
I think it's been a successful year, although albeit no trophy, obviously two finals and a European final along the way. I think that his legacy will be where we are in the next couple of years, so hopefully people aren't judging him too soon. But I think it's the way he's turned the team ethos around now, so we seem to be more playing as a team, and we seem to have this great work ethic. I mean, we've seen results against Leicester and Hull where, you know, it doesn't matter how you set up, Liverpool will either play around you or they'll play through you. And we've seen that there's the high press as well. And, you know, if you've got the ball, we can turn it off and get it straight back off you and we can score that way. But I think yesterday was really key for that guts and determination. For it was a poor first half, and to come out and then turn that score around, I think that's what's been happening with Jurgen Klopp.
The evolution of, yeah, of the team, has it been quicker than you thought?
It has slightly. So I didn't think it'd be too long before he really stamped his authority and his style of play on the side. But I think I'm a little surprised of how quickly it's gone after his first full pre-season. He said himself, don't judge me until I've had my first pre-season. And he's had that. And, you know, the signs were there early on, obviously the Barcelona game. And then it's just gone. There's been a little blip against Burnley where, you know, he said himself he got it wrong. But I think this game yesterday shows that, you know, Liverpool have got that thing that was missing from their side, which was the ability to pull a result out of nothing.
Yeah, I think personally, he's not overwhelmed as yet, is he? I think he knows there's still an awful lot of work that he can achieve.
Oh, yeah, and you listened to his post-match comments yesterday. You know, he said it was okay. They played poor at times. They were really angry with themselves. He knows it's not the finished article. And, you know, he always demands more. If you look at his remarks after the Hull game and the Leicester game, he said there's areas that we can improve on, and some of those performances were exceptional.
Coming from behind is always a big thing, isn't it? It sort of demonstrates that the mindset, especially after, as you said, a really poor first 45.
Yeah, and it was a poor first 45. Swansea actually did what Liverpool do, so they did a mid to high press and they were able to get in behind the back four very quickly, you know, hence the early goal. I think it's rather ironic that one of Liverpool's best players, Adam Lallana, it was the withdrawal of him and the addition of Sturridge, which was a brave move by Klopp, because it would have been easier for him to throw Kahn or Lucas on, but he didn't. He put Sturridge on. He shuffled the pack as such, which pulled Coutinho more central, which then changed the whole face of the game in the second half.
Penalties, of course, James Milner scoring another four this season. Some people have pointed the finger at Liverpool and said, how are they getting so many? But they are, simply because of their style of play and the sort of players that want to get in the opposition penalty area.
Yeah, and if you're the whole thing of your side is, if you like to press high and win the ball back, and you're doing that on the edge of the 18-yard box and you're forcing defenders into a mistake. So as soon as you tap one foot inside that box, you know, you're likely to be brought down, and the end result's a penalty. I don't think any of them have been particularly contentious either. So that'll give you an indication of, you know, it's Liverpool's hard work that's getting those penalties.
And of course, down the line, we've always had some brilliant penalty takers, whether it be Jan Molby or Steven Gerrard, players who've done it consistently. James Milner now, and his worth to the team, not just from the penalty spot, but that is a good point as well. He doesn't tend to miss.
Well, thankfully, so far, you know, he hasn't, although it was a little cheeky chip down the middle, which paid off, because obviously the goalkeeper had been looking at where he goes, and he tends to put it to either the right side or the left side into the corner, and this time he's gone with a chip. And yesterday was another great example of just what he brings on that left-hand side. Coutinho was able to give that space that he then exploited and got behind with Firmino. So I think there was a few questions whether he could operate there at left back, but so far so good, I think, Steve.
Yeah, that league table looks great, doesn't it? Spurs are a team that perhaps we've not been talking about too much. They're coming up quietly, stealthily, but Liverpool, Spurs, they're in there, they're contenders.
Yeah, and you need to be in and there or thereabouts. And, you know, Liverpool sitting fourth at Owen on 16 points, 2 points behind Manchester City. I think if you would have said, as we move into October, Liverpool being touching distance, you know, that's a great thing. I think it's still too early for me. I think this season's probably too much of a big ask, but it's definitely a return to the Champions League is what needed for the end of this season, and hopefully a trophy along the way.
course, a couple of weeks away from Manchester United at Anfield on a Monday night. This international break's come at a horrible time, really. You just want this game straight away.
Yeah, you do. And that's the only thing that may sort of put a wobble on Liverpool's composure and the way they played in the last few fixtures is this break. So hopefully we'll get the players back without any injuries. The right side is the right back's probably a bit of a dodgy area at the moment. Mm. Obviously, Klein's injured, and although there was a lot of talk about who's going to be Liverpool's left back, the right side is quite loose for players. I think if Klein's not back, you're going to look at the likes of Conor Randall or maybe even Trent Alexander-Arnold, or you know Henderson could drop back there, but I don't think he would be. You know that's going to be maybe the key area that United would look to expose would be the right hand side.
And defensively. I mean, we've looked at Liverpool and how they've conceded goals and from set pieces. And, of course, Manchester United aren't one of those teams you want to face because Latam will provide that aerial power that could just cause them a problem or two.
Yeah, it'll be a good, interesting matchup to see Latam go against Matip. I'm hoping we'll be sort of that defensive side out by then. And it's been a progressive, although if you look at the Swansea game, the first goal was poor defensively. But you're not going to operate 100% every single time. You're going to make the odd mistake. It's what you do afterwards. But it's going to be a real interesting matchup against United. And it's one of those games that you can never call, even with both sides can be in particularly good form, or one can be in better form than the other, but it's really hard to call once you get under those lights on an atmosphere-filled evening.
Chris, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Steve, thanks very much.
Chris Williams there, Liverpool writer.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool. This is Radio City Talk.